Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now to give us the ETF of the week. And Tom, of course, is editor of ETF Trends. So there's nobody better positioned to tell you what you should be looking at now, what you should be looking at next. And that's an important consideration here because it's not always a buy recommendation or go get this right now. This is what's hot. Typically, it is, hey, here's something you want to consider and why you want to consider it and the conditions under which you want to consider it. So it's not quite as simple as Tom said, buy it. I'll go do it. But that also is why you might want more information. And if you do, you're going to go to ETFtrends.com, or you're going to find out that there's a lot more than just, hey, Tom's talked about this mutual fund, or you should look at this one. So ETFtrends.com, on Twitter, at ETFtrends, and follow Tom directly. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the iShares MSCI Europe Financials ETF, ticker EUFN.
That's right. No drum roll and the loser siren or sounder for the iShares MSCI Europe Financials ETF, ticker EUFN. And, you know, Tom, what's wrong here?
Well, I think a lot of people do know what's wrong, Chuck. You know, here's another case where ETFs represent some pretty thin sectors. And in this case, Europe, financials, and we know what's been going on as far as the economy and the financial market and the fact that a lot of banks in the rules most recently didn't pass the stress test. And with 25 banks technically failing in Europe, that's a bit of a concern. What we also know is with Draghi and the commitment he has to easing monetary policy over there, that's not necessarily going to be the greatest for the financial structure and the profitability for a lot of these European banks. Now, our banks have been through this before, and they came out okay. But with the idea that there are probably some other sectors in the marketplace in Europe or some areas in the market globally that you might do better in, this might be an area to stay away from.
And at the same time, I would have thought that this might be an area where you could find a little bit of juice, if only accepting some significant risk, because, well, hey, if we've got a Fed that's about to stop tapering and start raising rates, go to where the central banks are not taking those kinds of actions, and you should find something that's a little more accommodative of growth. So that doesn't play out? Or is this also one of these ones, you know, we always talk about the 200-day moving average and using that as an indicator. Is this one of those ones that, well, maybe when it gets on the right side of the 200-day moving average, that's when that story comes to play?
It's a great point, Chuck, because, again, when you look at Europe, they're probably 3 or 4 years behind where we were. So is it going to play out exactly in Europe the way it did in the U.S.? Not necessarily sure. But for those areas that are under a little bit of stress, forgive the pun, it's important to understand that with ETFs, you can pick your spots. It's nice to have diversification, but on top of that, you can actually select sectors to be more heavily weighted in and those that you may want to underweight or stay away from. To your point on the 200-day average, that's absolutely right. You know, here in the U.S., we've really enjoyed the financial and banking area do quite well recently as we've seen growth. The question is, are we going to see growth over in Europe? I wouldn't necessarily stick my toe in the water now, but as you point out, you go above the 200-day average on this ETF, that might be a great indicator.
If somebody has this ETF, they're going to take the money out and put it into what? If they don't have it, it's not necessarily so much a problem. It's just, hey, avoid this. But we always talk about where money's going to go to. What's your thinking if we're pulling away from this? And is that thinking that applies to Europe in general beyond just the tight focus of this particular ETF?
Well, here's a great example. If you like financials and you like the current trends in financials here in the U.S., there's a whole variety of financial sector ETFs that are doing quite well. And even though we're in the beginning of a rising rate environment, there have been a lot of periods of time when markets and specifically the financial sector has done well in a slow, controlled rising rate environment. I'm just making the point that over in Europe, where a lot of profits are based on the rate that you charge, that rate over in Europe that they're going to be able to charge is going to be less. Hopefully they'll see some growth out of it and have more loans and some momentum that where more people will be borrowing at those lower rates, but we'll have to see when those trends develop.
And if those trends develop and it gets above the 200-day moving average, is this the kind of thing that you want to have on your watch list so you say, hey, if I see it get that kind of juice, I'm ready to act? Or is it the kind of thing that you can go, eh, you know, I'll see where we're at when we get there?
It absolutely is. So if you like diversifying out of your core and into certain areas that might be hot, I'll tell you, here in the U.S., financial sector has been fantastic, and we've actually been overweight financials for a couple years for our clients. We have not been focused on Europe, but we might do that at one point, and maybe that's the time you and I have another discussion about EUFN.
Well, maybe, but until then, this particular ETF, ticker EUFN, the iShares MSCI Europe Financials, well, it's the ETF of the week, but it's also...
loser, loser, loser!
Yeah, it's a loser. It's not one that you want to buy.
Loser is a loser.
Yes, but we now have to talk about goodbyes, as in it's time for us to say our goodbyes to Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. For more information, ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, he's at Tom Lydon, and the site is at ETF Trends. Tom, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, up next, it's the second of my two interviews with Jack Bogle. Bigger, better, and more filling than ever. So stick around. We're living the money life, and there's something great coming right after this message.